I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with fuck's sake, the producers talk. I mean, it's nice to know that before we start the show, there's a lot of laughter going on in the studio.
Yeah.
We make this with love, guys. We make it with love. We make it with laughter. We live and we're laughing and we're loving. Welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with myself, DJ Billy Andrew.
And myself, Danny Beard.
And this week, it's our sloppy seconds. You know that little extra special weekly release that you need?
Yeah, from us.
That I need?
Yeah.
That we
give
need.
You. And we give it to you.
We
give it to you. We do, and it's Monday,
give
so
me,
welcome.
Give me more. Give me more. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else damn crazy or cuckoo, you can get in touch by emailing us letters at gossipdayspod.com, DM us at gossipdayspod, or get in touch via WhatsApp. Send voice notes, by the way, people. You can send voice notes. It is so easy.
So easy. You go onto WhatsApp, you press the little microphone thing on the corner.
And then you send it to us.
And you just send it.
There we go. And
then
we
can play it.
We'll play it. And if you don't want your voice on, we can disguise it like Shania Twain if you want.
Oh my God.
We'll put it in like...
What's a Shania Twain hit?
Let's go, girls.
Oh.
Ooh.
We got a bit of bass up in here.
We got falsetto here.
Let's go, girls.
How are you? A little bit tired today, are you?
Me?
Yeah?
Are you perky? Did that bear get picked up then?
Maybe.
I'm all right, you
She's
know.
Burp queen.
I'm not one of these people that hates a Monday. I love a Monday now. Oh, well, I don't. I hate a Monday. I'm telling myself I love it.
Oh.
Let's all just take a moment
positive
to say,
affirmations.
I love Mondays. Let's chant.
I love Mondays.
Sam.
I love Mondays.
There we go.
Fucking hate a Monday.
That's got you in the mood, hasn't it? I think we should start on a review, and this says absolutely fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. It's from Wales.
It's from Unicorn Girl 1789.
Oh,
I know, Unicorn Girl.
Come
and it's
on,
five
Unicorn
stars.
Girl.
Says props to Danny for making this show.
Thank you.
FYI.
No, no, carry on.
Danny did not make
carry
the
on.
Show.
Props to me.
No, it's not.
Props to
Sam,
me.
Sam, who made the show?
Oh, don't pour me into your domestic.
Please. It was both of us, all right?
Who's got joint an Oscar? Effort.
You've got... You don't have an Oscar. Do you have an NTA?
National Television Awards? No.
Did Drag Race not win it?
No.
Oh, it was the Traitors who won, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was sat there.
Was she?
Sat there in full fucking drag.
And you NTA didn't win?
Didn't win a fucking thing. What mind? Went with Michelle Visage.
Yeah.
Producers of the show.
Yeah.
They got the seats wrong, so I put me on the row in front. So when the camera's there, I went for now.
Oh, what? So when you went on the camera?
Oh, was it the NTAs? No, it wasn't the NTAs.
What was it? Golden Globes, fuck off.
It was big. It was a big thing.
Like Soap Awards or
Tommy
something.
Tommy TikTok, I couldn't remember where I was on the
Brit
night.
Awards? Did you go Brit Awards?
Not Brit Awards.
You weren't singing.
What was it? Come on.
NTAs, it's got to
be. It wasn't NTAs, it was bigger.
BAFTA.
It was BAFTA.
It was BAFTA, yeah, it was the BAFTA.
Anyway, I sat on the fucking row in front.
Right, and the camera
there. When the camera there, I'm sat in fucking full drag. Fucking no point. But I did make it onto the best dressed.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Front page, BBC.
There we go.
Best dressed stars arrive at the BAFTAs.
What were you wearing?
My picture was used. Custom Joshua Handler outfit. Very, very expensive.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Mixed material. Very Cruella de Vil.
Mm.
I know the one. Mm.
Anyway, yeah. Back to this review. Props anyway, to Danny for making this show. I've been listening since Manchester Pride on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts. This person...
Danny wasn't even on those episodes.
I know he wasn't.
I was performing at Manchester Pride, headlining after Jake Shears, who had a gob on and stormed off because I got a bigger reaction. Oop.
True. That is true. Love you both, Billy and Danny. Hopefully I can meet you soon. But until then, sending all my love. That's from Unicorn Girl. And if you want to get in touch and leave a review, do it on Apple Podcasts, please.
Yeah. What makes you a unicorn? Are you horny?
Horny, baby.
Oh,
that knocked me sick.
That was weird.
I just knocked myself sick.
Should we start with a Hetty Room 101?
Oh, yes.
This has come on in the Instagram, and this says, I hate Hetty underwear worn by gay men. And I'm not talking about boxers, but those boxers that have tweed on them or have jingle bell Christmas trees or even your name from a souvenir shop. Those have to stay in Hetty Room 101.
Do you know why?
Tweed boxers. Who's wearing tweed boxers?
Hetty men.
Do you know what it is? It's not tweed. It's printed on tweed. It's the fabric.
Mm.
It's the fabric of the underwear.
Fuck that.
No, we can't. I was going to say, what underwear have you got? Fucking out of Russell Brand and me. We shouldn't joke really about that. There is victims involved.
But
I hope.
I always wear a brief. I'm always on a brief.
I love a brief.
Yeah, it keeps everything in place. It keeps your bum right.
I like it to be nice and tight.
I do.
Are you a boxer or a brief?
Trunks, like you know, short boxers.
I knew you were a boxer boy.
Like hot pants? Like the Kylie Minogue gold hot pants. You've got Minogue gold hot pants under that gym gear. He's not even in the gym today, guys, by the way. sat here in gym gear just so people ask him if he's a PT.
No, my boxers are Emporio Armani today, actually. Oh! That's bougie.
I'd only wear
gold pants by gold.
Right, so tell us what underwear you wear, guys. Get in touch with us.
Oh my God, don't tell us what underwear. We don't give a shit.
Right, this next one, by the way, I'm getting my back up already.
What?
I'm getting my fucking back up.
Can I just say, babe, you need to trim your beard. What's the muzzy tonight?
I'm looking bushy as fuck, aren't I? I'm like a bushy bitch today.
You are? I'm going to start calling you Lady Bushra.
I was gonna trim it last night, couldn't be bothered. Woke up late this morning, thought I'd have time to trim it.
It's like cat's whiskers on the top lip.
It's coming ginger as well.
Yeah, why is it coming a funny colour?
Honestly, two-tone? Do not get me on these videos, guys. Just swipe across if you see me on these videos, because I'm not happy. I know it's minking. I'm going to stick the mic in front of my face.
It goes weird down your neck as well.
All right, thank you. I know.
You look handsome when it's trimmed.
Thank you. Anyway, this says, I'm gay, but gay culture and representation makes me uncomfortable.
Oh,
what are you listening to the show for then? Including in the media and general pride. I know it makes me awful, but am I homophobic and don't realise it? Yeah. Is that possible when you're gay?
Yeah.
I know I am definitely a gay man, but being around the block and dip my toes in more than once, I'm gay. So why do I hate my culture?
This is deep.
Why
do I hate my culture? Replace culture with self. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
I think this is internalised homophobia.
It's trauma dump.
It is. You've not grown up. I don't think you've got a good
relationship
with the gay community. And that's not your fault.
It's not.
It's actually not your fault.
But it's up to you to recognise it, which you have, because you wrote into the gay media.
You have,
that
which
you
is
don't
us.
Like.
This is us.
Which is us. We are actually media.
Yeah.
And we are actually... Okay. So you have written into these people that you don't like, so thank you for not liking us. We won't take it personally or anything like that. But I do think we're right.
Yeah.
How can we help this person?
I think this is what I like to call small town syndrome.
Ooh.
This is somebody who lives in a small ass town. You might live in
Burnley.
Somewhere shit.
Where else? Don't Hull. Be so rude. Oh, I love Hull. I had a really good night out with her. Were you with me when I did a Hull Pride?
No, Morgan was, I remember.
No, it was years ago, Hull Pride, right? And there was a girl who was on from the X Factor. And I went, that's not the girl. What happened? Oh, I pointed at the poster of the girl from the X Factor and was like, do you remember that girl from the X Factor? And started laughing.
Right.
She was, oh, God. She was like, do you know when they bring them all back to do a song?
Right.
All Stars X Factor.
No, rejects.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Just one of them. Right. So I laughed and went, ah, do you remember her off the X Factor? Ha, 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 ha. And then she was stood right next to me. She went, that's me.
Oh.
And my ass has never dropped out so much. And that was in Hull.
Well.
Yeah, I'm sure it was called Propaganda as well or something.
Oh, yeah, Propaganda in Hull. That's quite like a student-y place.
Yeah. I was doing a PA.
Who was it on X Factor?
Turnout. Big gal.
I know what you mean. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean now.
Yeah, she got carried on a chair.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Sure, it was her.
Bless her. Anyway. Yeah.
Nice, though. I was like, oh, you were so funny on the X Factor. And she was like, funny. And I was like, good.
Wait, it's not the one who is always at the start of that one viral clip of X Factor where they're singing Pink.
Not
I don't know, but I don't know where we went. That one.
What happened then? Battery's just run out.
I can't remember the full words. Do you not know that one clip of X Factor where they're all singing Pink and it's very chaotic? One Direction's there.
No.
No, it's rejects, love. She didn't get through to the live shows.
Oh, that? She didn't get that? Oh.
No. Anywho, can we help this guy with internalized homophobia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small town syndrome. You need to get some gay mates. Endofstory.com.
Well, I think already you're on the path to recovery because you're listening to us.
On the path to recovery. Jeez, sounds like an NA meeting.
Well, I've not been to one.
Neither have I, but it's what it sounds like. So how do you help this person?
Well, you help yourself, but you've recognised it and, you know, you're consuming it. And I think you need to understand why.
It's shame. I don't know of any other culture in the world where you can be from that culture and feel shame from it. Like,
people are usually proud of it.
100%. Like, people from all over the world are proud of where they come from and what they're about. But within the gay community, they're not. It's because from a young age, you're conditioned to feel shame about how you are.
I think that's why you get gay Tories, because they've got shame.
There's shame everywhere.
They try and conform.
They shame you into gay sex because they
Don't look at me, Danny.
I didn't look at you. You got guilty. Guilty conscience there, Sam. Guilty fucking pop. I just think you've acknowledged it.
Mm-hmm.
Start to consume a bit more. Maybe watch Heartstopper. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never watched it. I'm not ashamed of myself. I love me. I don't know, like, this is what it is. I feel like we're sticking on this a bit long here, but maybe I'm homophobic, but don't realise it. I think you realise it.
You
need to unpick why. I remember feeling a little bit like that. I'm feeling a little bit like, this is, you know, God, he's so camp. This is why gay people get a bad rep. But actually, no. We should be allowed to be whoever we want to be. I mean, we know this. We preach it all the time.
Thing is, though, like, when I was younger, I never, like, got the ick from, like, watching gay people on telly and stuff. I feel like this person does. Like, I used to look up...
Graham Norton off.
Yeah, I used to look up to the camp gay men. I used to be like, I want to be ya. I want to see ya. Yeah. Sisters, I'm doing it for them. I honestly used to be like that. So I can't really relate, to be honest.
I think what may help is if you listen to these adverts that we're about to pray to you and you think about how you feel about these adverts as a gay man. Try it.
It's probably for Hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Might find a fuck.
There we go. We'll be back after this.
The Gossip Gays.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Gossip Days, part two. Part two at Sloppy Seconds. Now, we've got a dilemma here. This says, Hi, Gossip Days. I split with my fella a few months ago after a 3-year relationship. Oh. I still feel like there's unfinished business and still have some feelings for him.
Oh, no.
How do I get clarity and get over him without wanting him back?
This is I want you back.
You said you wanted to fly through it and you're interrupting.
I want you back again.
This is constantly on my mind and I'm really, really lost. So please help give me any words of wisdom that you might have. Much love from Anon with three kisses. Now, this is hard. Relationship, when they deteriorate, after, I'd say 3 years is quite significant.
Yeah.
The breakdown is hard. And you sound so fucking patronising at the minute.
I went through a bad breakup.
Yeah.
I can't be asked talking about it.
You don't have to talk about it.
Well, I'm going to, because I'm going to help this person.
Go on then. How do you get over?
Well, I wasn't in this position. I went through a different kind of breakup.
Yeah.
First of all, there's different kinds of breakup. I wasn't in this where I had feelings for him afterwards. But
yeah.
I feel like my ex-partner, I think she did have feelings.
Yeah.
And I would have hated to have been in that position. And I'm on the other foot. I'm on the foot of your ex here.
Yeah.
Anon. And they might have a bit of guilt over it. Like, it's tricky. But I think if it's broken up, it's broken up for a reason.
Yeah.
What is this unfinished business? Unfinished business to me is you feel like you've still got things that you need to say.
Yeah. And do you know what? If you
say it.
I feel like you can send a text and fucking say it.
Just don't do it at 5 a.m. pissed.
No. And they probably won't respond, by the way. But
no,
you might
but
feel.
You've got it off your chesty chesters.
I think whatever you've got to say, write it down first, leave it a day. And then if you feel like you still need to say it, send the text.
Oh, what fab advice.
There we go. It is hard. And I do feel bad for you because I've been on this receiving end. And do you know what? Realistically, it took me a couple of years to get over it. So buckle up.
Buckle up. And also, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Go out there and suck a cock.
Yeah. Multiple.
Multiple. Cops. At once, if you can.
Yeah, be a cock destroyer.
Yeah.
100%. Get Philip
in your lip. Do it safely.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to do a recap of the favourite dicks you sucked after getting over someone? Or?
My favourite dicks that I sucked after getting over someone was, I actually went round to somebody's who does porn, and I was like, wow.
No.
I didn't know they did porn at the time, but
You've seen it since?
I've seen it since.
I've hooked up with someone who does porn.
Yeah.
In a hotel in Vauxhall.
Oh, God. Who was it?
And they had a marker pen there for me.
Oh, not one of those loan collectors, you minging bitch.
How many tallies?
I think I was like number 5.
Oh, no.
Is that really bad if I just made a confession?
I mean, I'm not kink shaming here, but I don't think I could dip dab in someone else's sherbet.
I was paranoid.
Yeah.
I've never done it before that or since, but I was paranoid for about... I even went and got tested 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
And was still paranoid that I was not within the time. I went and got tested again about 6 weeks after. Because I was like, what if I've missed it? And I've got, I got too paranoid about STIs.
Yeah.
So I can't do it again. But I had fun while I was there. Yeah, and there was about 5 people watching. It felt quite cool.
Did you put a marker on after you'd done?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
I signed it. Lots of love, Danny Beard.
Do you think they got it tattooed afterwards? Like,
I can't believe I've just said that on here. I'm going to hang my head in shame.
Oh, but
well, you know what? There's no shame in it.
There's no shame in
it. Do what you want. Be safe.
Exactly. Now
I was on prep and I got tested.
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous.
And actually, I didn't have any.
Good.
I thought I would have some.
No.
I was so para.
Paramania.
Paranoid.
Well, that's the end of this Monday's episode. Thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, that was a bit of a weird ending. What a weird, somber ending. While you all sit there thinking about my marker pen and signature on a porn star's bum.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, which we use in the main episode.
Yeah.
Your dirty dilemmas.
Dirty.
Your funny stories. Funny. Or anything else, camp.
crazy.
Cuckoo. You can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gays Pod, or you can get in touch via WhatsApp. Send voice notes. We love hearing your voices, and we can disguise them. That was my elbow upon the table, which sounded like a little
you
squeaky fart.
You did a little fart, you liar. But it wasn't. You little dirty Diana.
It weren't. It weren't a little squeaky bum tweet. Head over to this episode's description where you can find that phone number to WhatsApp us.
I felt like all your words rolled into one then.
Please, please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star glory review, and we'll be back on Thursday.
Fucking hell, she's flat.
See you later, everybody.
Adios. Ciao. Ciao, Bella. See ya. Goodbye.
The Gossip Gays.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.